Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio outside of the jungles. Oh, wait. Never mind. We're in a racquetball court from high school. Joined by
playing some wall ball over here.
Remember the old racquetball courts?
Oh, yeah.
That's literally what it looks like. Anyways, we're in our studio. We got some cool backdrops, having fun with it. But we got a good episode for you guys today. This isn't anything we've really ever talked about. Mm-hmm. This is called the broken equipment theory. And it really just stems from the broken window theory. I think there was a book called Tipping Point, and in that book, it really talked about, it was talking about, I guess it was Mayor Giuliani. It was Mayor Giuliani from New York City trying to clean the crime up out of the city. And when you started looking around, there was this evidence of neglect would stew and kind of catapult new crime. And so the idea was that when you don't fix broken windows, it entices another window to get broken. And then graffiti and trash and crime and all that stuff kind of stems from the littlest thing of neglect of the broken window. And it makes sense because I remember as a kid, I mean, let's be honest, everybody went down the train tracks and you saw a broken window and you throw a rock in the thing. And it was just like an old dilapidated warehouse or something. And it was just like, you know, you're kids, but it's human nature.
Sure.
Like, oh, this must be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the precedence that we set in our gyms when we let broken equipment sit for weeks and months on end, that it's not necessarily, first off, it's a bad look to your clients.
Sure.
But the other side of it is your team. Your team start to see that, hey, you know what? This broken thing's acceptable. This trash in the corner isn't going to make a big deal today. I'll get that tomorrow. And then one thing leads to another, and this broken equipment ends up causing all kinds of other issues in your gym where now you look, take a look and not that crime's going to happen, but like, you know, the bathroom's going to get cleaned today. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just handle that tomorrow. And you set this precedence that it's acceptable. So as a gym owner, you need to be very, very cognizant of what you're allowing to happen in your facilities by just not fixing a piece of equipment. It's so simple as that.
It is simple, but at the same time, like you nailed it. You're allowing your standards to drop.
Yep.
And you do. You just devalue a little bit of everything. People don't appreciate the things that aren't broken. Right. You know what I mean? Everything just becomes dilapidated over time.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
And so like every year, every summer, like we slow down in the summer. Every year we try to do a fresh coat of paint. You know, it's touch up. It's the markings on the walls. Like if we have any like drywall repair, we'll try to catch it every year. Now, obviously, if there's a big hole in the wall, we're going to catch it like the next day. But something that we kind of just don't think about as gym owners, you just kind of like, oh, well, it's painted, so it must be good. You have to kind of freshen things up. And the funny thing is, because you're in there every day, You just stop noticing things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I come in here and I haven't been in here for a week, I start picking things apart. And Zach, you know, there's a whole story that we put out last week about, you know, just you're just blind to it, I guess, as a trainer, as a gym owner that's in your facility every single day. You look around, it's like, oh, you're just kind of blind to stuff. So the point of the message is this. Look, you know, one piece of broken equipment that's... All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training. Sits there for an extended period of time leads to many, many other things. It's not just that one treadmill or that one cable that's frayed or broken or the mats that have like little chunks of foam taken out of the foam rollers. Just get new ones, guys, because at the end of the day, you're setting a precedence. You're setting a standard of what your operations will tolerate and what is to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one thing leads to another. And again, it's a bad look, like you said, to your clients, but it's you're conditioning your team and your staff to like, hey, that's kind of like acceptable and okay.
The way we do it around here.
Yeah. Yeah. So quick one for you guys today. We have frameworks around this stuff. This is something we're coming out with, and we've got like 60, 70 frameworks now that we're kind of teaching to. This was a very simple one, but it's so powerful because honestly, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
You don't think about the broken equipment pushing to other things, but you also don't notice the things in your facility when you're in there every single day. So I kind of would challenge you, gym owners. Number one, if you got broken equipment, get it fixed, period, end of story. Like that is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Now we all know like, hey, there's a part on order or something. Let your team know, put a sign on it.
Yeah.
Part set to be delivered Friday X date, fixed by Y date. Like just set the precedent. So it's not just sitting there. Now everybody's been to big box gyms in their life. And sometimes I'll go into them and see the same broken equipment for a month. A
long time. Yeah.
A month. And it's not like it's a hard fix. It's a snap cable, something like they just got to call in and get somebody out there. But you start looking around. Like the other day I was in there, I saw like 5 out of order signs on the equipment. And I don't know if it's one thing breaks and so somebody in the membership goes and breaks something else on purpose or not on purpose. They just don't treat it right. Like this is interesting, right? So broken equipment also leads to more broken equipment. It's really interesting because especially when you get like into the general population, not training gyms, but for example, like your public, not public gym, but like big box gyms, low membership. First off, people don't treat stuff in there very well anyway. But if you let things be broken all the time, guess what?
That's going to happen.
They start breaking stuff almost on purpose or you know, dropping weights let me just slam the stack down and let me just drop this dumbbell and crack the side of it out or break the wind, you know, the glass in the mirror and stuff. It's silly to think, but you let one thing go, that broken window, next thing you know, the graffiti shows up and there's 2 more broken windows and there's crime and everything else. So guys, listen up, go fix this up. And then the other thing I would mention is go through your gym with a fresh set of eyes. Even bring a family member over. Hey, I want you to walk through this gym with me and just kind of point out things that just look out of place or don't make sense or are broken or dirty or whatever. Because I tell you what, you guys get blind to it real quick. And that's why it's silly, but that's why I can go and have a call with a gym owner or you, and we can see something that's so obvious that's blind to an owner, not a broken piece of equipment, but a broken business system or a broken something's broken and you guys don't realize it because a fresh set of eyes comes in, all of a sudden, boom, it's right there. So it's so easy.
Too close to the problem quite often. Yeah.
Hopefully that helps you guys. Stay tuned for more frameworks, quick and easy one, but hopefully that catches you guys right at the right time so you guys go in and make those fixes in your gym. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.